This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. There's an interesting story behind why this musician rocks out on this instrument. That's Lucy Tite on the Cigar Box guitar. Sounds good, Lucy.
Thanks so much, Jennifer Lynn.
Lucy performs with her man, Wayne Waxing. Together, they are the duo called Him for Her. They'll perform their brand of what some call stomp grass punk folk tonight at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. They join me in the studio to talk about the Cigar Box guitar and some of their peculiarities that they embrace. Lucy, this is a wonderful instrument. It's made out of a cigar box, a broom handle. It's pretty rare in electrical musical acts these days. Tell us a little more about yours.
It's a beautiful yellow color, and it's empty of its cigars, but it's still rocking, and it's got three strings, two pickups, and as you said, the broomstick handle and the cigar box.
Oh, man.
Right here.
What are the different pickups for?
One pickup is for the bass string, which goes into the house clean. So Lucy's playing a big, fat, bottom, clean bass while playing the other pickup, two electric guitar strings through her pedal board effects and her guitar amp. So Lucy is covering electric guitar and bass at the same time.
Wayne, where'd you get this?
We were in a past band touring through Memphis, and we saw this guy, Johnny Lowe, performing. He was the maker of the instrument. He gifted us one of them because there was an accident with a chainsaw and our bandmate, and I won't get into it. Our bandmate's okay. But yes, we were given this voodoo instrument, and we came home with it and decided to just keep it in our voodoo closet. Later, after having a child, Lucy and I embarked on a duo career. One day we pulled it out of the closet and said, oh yeah, remember this cigar box? And started playing it, and it started writing songs for us, and the rest was history.
Let's hear what the guitar sounds like without amplification. You use guitar effects pedals. Do you mind walking us through some of the sounds you get out of the cigar box guitar through the pedals?
Okay, this is a distortion pedal. This is a wah-wah pedal. This is a vibrato pedal. This is a delay pedal. Wayne doesn't like the wah-wah as much as I do.
She gets wah-wah wacky.
I get wah-wah happy sometimes.
Wah-wah crazy.
It's fun.
You also use a slide, Lucy, which brings out a sort of a dobro sound and sometimes kind of a wild, nasty tone. I love hearing that. History of this instrument. I guess it was more prominently played.
I think it was like a Bo Diddley, you know, thing. A lot of people used to play. These are very light. They're very inexpensive. They're very easy to put together. Although we haven't made one yet, we're waiting for the time that we get off the road to actually make our own.
Wayne, you and Lucy trade off singing on stage and playing instruments. What instruments do you play between the two of you?
Kick drum, hi-hat, crash cymbal, harmonica, acoustic guitar, bango. A bango is a banjo flipped on its side on my lap, and I play it like a snare drum.
I'd like to put this all together. Let's hear part of a song that you picked out. What's it called?
One Cat Away.
Do you use the bango on One Cat Away?
I sure diddly diddly daddly do.
Funny times, but they never ate blue. Your belly was never lazy. You tell me I'm wrong, I'd agree with you. We won't get away from crazy.
You tour pretty much year-round. You're traveling and recording in a 16-foot 1961 Bambi Airstream. It's one of those old chrome trailers. And you travel with your young daughter. When do you separate family stuff from music stuff? Is that even possible?
I think when Wayne and I get on stage, that's the time that we have to be completely focused. And although our daughter is often on stage with us, and we set her up in our bass drum case, and she's kind of reading and sleeping and or doing whatever.
Because and she wears noise cancellation headphones.
Oh, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. But that's the time that we have to separate.
Might she perform with you someday?
She does. She's been performing with us since she was 1.5. She gets on stage. She sings songs. She plays the ukulele, piano.
What do you love about life on the road in terms of finding fulfillment with your family?
For us, we can just be together all the time. Big stars sometimes have to leave their children behind. We just kind of follow the muse of where the music and the family and just everything takes us. We just follow it.